Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Chase McCabe will be doing the show this afternoon with Floyd Reese. So that's coming up after us from 2 until 6 p.m. We always enjoy our chats with our next guest. Kenny Albert is on the line with us. You can hear him, part of the NBC Sports Network crew or NBC Sports crew, broadcasting crew. He's been doing a great job, and we always enjoy talking to him. Kenny, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Doing fantastic. It looks like there's a chance tonight that this first round could wrap up. We'll see if anybody can keep these series alive between Montreal and St. Louis. It's up to them to win and try to push these things to game seven. How do you feel about these two matchups tonight?
Well, as far as St. Louis-Vancouver, I've worked every game in this series, and
yep.
It's been a terrific series, really a lot of fun. The Canucks won the first two games. The Blues won the next two. The Canucks came back from 3-1 down to win game five, and right from the start, we felt, Pierre McGuire and I, that this could go seven, could be a real long series, and it's always the hardest to win that fourth game, and the Blues are a defending champion. They faced elimination games three times last year, and they won all three, so I stay out of the prediction business, but certainly wouldn't be surprised either way tonight. Vancouver bounced back in a big way. They were, about 30 minutes from going down 3-2 and scored three straight goals in the second period. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, what do you think, and I realize they played most of the season without Tarasenko, but how do you think that has affected the St. Louis team since he left the bubble?
Well, certainly, their best pure goal scorer only played 10 games during the regular season and did not score in the games he played coming off shoulder surgery and went back to St. Louis to get that evaluated. So definitely a factor, in particular on the power play, although over the last two games without Tarasenko, they have scored three power play goals. But some of their other players have stepped up, the line of Jaden Schwartz, Ryan O'Reilly, and David Perron with 8 goals in the series. Braden Shen has scored some big goals. So, you know, they're a team we saw in the playoffs last year. They didn't rely only on Tarasenko. They got some big goals and solid efforts from guys up and down the lineup.
Well, I tuned in last night to watch Calgary and Dallas, and right out of the gates, I'm like, well, I guess the Flames want to push this to seven. This puppy's going to seven. And it didn't take long for me to get out of that mode and realize, wait a minute, Dallas is going to have something to say about that. That thing turned in a hurry, didn't it?
Definitely one of the craziest games that I've ever worked and been at in person. Calgary scores 3 goals. They come out on fire, no pun intended, 3 goals in the first 6.5 minutes, and Dallas doesn't even have a shot at that point. And it looked like, you know, that was it. Like Calgary would just steamroll Dallas last night and force a game seven. And then Milan Lucic takes a bad penalty after the whistle, goaltender interference, and Eddie Olczyk called it right away on the broadcast. He said, wow, this one could really come back to haunt Calgary, and it sure did. Dallas scores on the power play. They settle things down. Now it's 3-1 heading into the second period, and then Dallas just steamrolled Calgary in the second with 5 goals. Gurianov scored 3, finished with 4 in the game, and Calgary just looked so deflated during that second period. They didn't have a chance in the third. And first game in playoff history, you guys may have heard that last night, first time ever that a team took a 3-goal lead and then in the same game trailed by 4 goals. That's never happened before.
Gosh, that is crazy. That is a crazy stat. We obviously got to know Barry Trotz really well here with his time in Nashville. And to see that, we were kind of laughing in the first segment of the show, Kenny, to see them dismantle Washington, of course, where he won the cup as their coach in this series, and to do it last night in a shutout on 17 shots. They won 4-0 on 17 shots. Pretty amazing.
Well, a lot of people felt going into the series, if there's anybody that knows the Capitals better than anybody else on the outside, it's Barry Trotz, who won the Stanley Cup with the Caps, obviously, in 2018. And both of you and I know him very well for a long time. And when you look at the tandem of general manager Lou Lamoriello and Barry coaching the Islanders, they've done a remarkable job in the 2 years. And they extinguished the Capitals in 5 games. The shutout yesterday, as you mentioned, by Varlamov, who's another former Capital. Nicholas Backstrom missed a good portion of the series, so that was a big loss for Washington. But you have to give credit to Barry and the Islanders and their style of play, like you said, holding the Caps to the 17 shots. They had a 2-0 lead in the prior game, in Game 4, when they were going for the sweep. And Ovechkin scored a couple of beauties to win that game for the Caps. But the Islanders move on and await their next opponent. If the Flyers win tonight, it'll be the Flyers and the Islanders in the next round. But if Montreal wins, they'll have to wait and see pending the Game 7.
We're talking to Kenny Albert from NBC Sports. And, Kenny, first of all, I got to marvel at what you and John Forslund and Gord Murphy are doing. It's just the 2 games in one day, knowing that any of them could go to overtime, it has got to be unbelievable, the preparation you're putting into and just the taxing on your voice. Is your voice holding up, first of all? You hanging in there?
Knock on wood, the voice is fine. you know, now it gets lighter, believe it or not, because there's only one game a day for the most part
right. From
here on out with fewer teams. But I did have 3 games on 2 separate days, last Friday and last Sunday. So it was a 7-game in 3-day stretch. When I look back, there was one game on Saturday, the middle day. But on Sunday, which was 5 days ago now, I had 3 games, and 2 of them went to overtime, the first and the third.
Oh.
So it was 11 periods of hockey. And to be honest, Willie, you know, the adrenaline takes over, as you know, and I think about the guys who do March Madness every year and work 4 games on that first Thursday or Friday for CBS and on the radio side. Although basketball games are shorter and I think a little less taxing than hockey just due to the pace, but still, to do 4 in 1 day is incredible by many of our peers and colleagues. But the 3-game day, to be honest, I felt so fresh. I felt like I could have done a 4th game. I really did. I think the adrenaline carries you through. You know, as far as the prep, in this situation, it's similar to the Olympics where you have so many teams in one place. So I've worked really all 4 series, not every game in all 4, but I worked the entire Dallas-Calgary series, all 6 games. Tonight's my 6th game in Vancouver-St. Louis. I worked 4 out of the 5 Arizona-Colorado and 1 out of the 5 Chicago-Vancouver. So tonight's game 17 in 11 days since I got here to Edmonton following the 4-day quarantine in the hotel that we all had to go through. So a lot of prep during that 4-day stretch in the hotel for all 4 series, and I was watching the games while I was stuck in the hotel room. But the basic prep work is done before game 1, so after that it gets easier. You're just keeping up with everything and reading the clips and updating the stats and numbers and listening to the coach and player press conferences. But once you do that series for the first time, the prep actually gets easier. But it has been surreal and bizarre, you know, working so many games involved in all 4 series in the Western Conference. And John Forslund and Gord Miller, like you said, have been doing the same thing at the Toronto bubble in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, Gord Miller. I think I said Murphy. I don't know what I'm thinking. There's a Gord Murphy somewhere.
Gord Murphy was an assistant coach with the Rangers during the playoffs.
Yes.
He was a former player. He was with the Hartford Wolfpack as a coach, and then he replaced Lindy Ruff on the staff. And his son, Connor Murphy, was here in Edmonton playing for Arizona.
I don't think
or
I was thinking
for
of
Chicago.
It. Yeah.
Playing for Chicago. He used to play for Arizona.
There you go. Kenny, the other challenge you have, obviously, is a lot of times your analysts or multiple analysts are in different places, and so you're not able to, you know, make the eye contact, which is nothing new because a lot of times your analyst is down between the benches, but the synergy you guys are showing is pretty remarkable. Sometimes your analyst is back in Stamford, Connecticut, of course. So what has that challenge been like?
Right, and during this unique time, we've seen it in all sports with you know, baseball announcers not at the stadium, some of them doing games from home. Some hockey guys are doing the same thing. Eddie Olczyk was in Stamford, and Eddie was with us last night, not here in Edmonton, but he did the game with Pierre and I. Doc Emmerich has done some games from a remote location up in Michigan where he lives. So it's sort of the new normal, and it's unique. You know, Pierre is always downstairs inside the glass, so he's not next to me whenever I work games with him, but he's in the building. But last night we had Eddie in a different country than us working the game. But it's been pretty smooth, I have to say. There's only about a half second delay for Eddie or whoever's doing the game remotely, so that's not been an issue. And I worked seven games. You know, I know, Willie, you did the Predators games in the first round off the monitor. I worked the three Rangers games on the radio against Carolina, and I also worked four games from Stanford for NBC before I came out to Edmonton. And it went a little better than I expected as far as identifying the players and calling the game off the monitor. You know, the one issue is sometimes not seeing penalties away from the play. If the referee right. out of the picture raises his arm or something's going on away from the play, you won't necessarily see that initially. But as far as calling the game, that went a little better than I expected.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. It was better than I expected as well. Kenny, I want to ask you about Vancouver. I think they are a really compelling team that's, you know, it seems to be that they're on the rise. They've got some players. It's just great, I think, for the national audience to get a chance to see Elias Pettersson and Brock Besser and some of these guys, Quinn Hughes, just bursting on the scenes, having a lot of success. It's great for maybe the casual fan to have a chance to see them as they grow, because that can only help the league.
Absolutely. You know, those of us on the East Coast don't get the chance to see Vancouver very often or any of the Western Conference teams in person. But, you know, to watch Quinn Hughes play on a day-to-day basis here, he's had a tremendous rookie year. You mentioned Pettersson and Besser. Bo Horvat's the guy that's really stood out to me, the captain. He scored two goals in game one, two goals in game two. You know, never really had the opportunity to watch him live very often. So they're a fun team. And then JT Miller, a former Ranger in Tampa Bay Lightning, who was acquired in a trade, and he led the Canucks in goals and points this season, career highs in both categories. So they're a fun team. And the goaltender, Jacob Markstrom, has been outstanding as well.
Before we let you go, Kenny, give us a quick thought on the Rangers. You're very close to them. Obviously, the Predators were disappointed not to get the first pick, but at least nobody in the division got the first pick. And so if it was going to be somebody else, we were glad to hear that it was going to be somebody in the East. But the Rangers getting the first pick on top of some of the young talent that's starting to look pretty good, that's an exciting team that looks like they're going in the right direction.
Well, they've gone through a remarkable transformation over the last 2.5 years. They traded away a lot of their veteran players and acquired draft picks and younger players and assets. And it's been rebuilt a lot quicker than some people expected. And a lot of it has to do with the free agent signing of Artemi Panarin, trading for Jacob Trouba and Adam Fox, and the emergence of a young goalie in Igor Shesterkin. And then 2 years in a row now, really getting lucky in the draft lottery. Last year they had a 6% chance to move up to the second pick, and they did, and selected Kaapo Kakko, who had an up-and-down regular season, but he was real good in the playoffs. The pause seemed to benefit him when he went back to Finland and looked more confident and bigger and stronger. And now with a 12.5% chance, they get the number one pick, and everybody's talking about Alexei Lafreniere being the clear-cut number one pick in the NHL draft is coming October. So exciting times if you're a Ranger fan. The loss to Carolina, the sweep, was certainly disappointing, but there's a silver lining. People will forget about that pretty quickly because they did win the lottery and have the number one pick.
Yeah, I didn't see any conspiracy theorists out there saying that the ping pong ball was frozen, so that was good to see it was all done on the up and up. By the way, are you doing do you know if you're doing the Stars Avs series?
Still waiting to hear. I have a feeling I'll probably be involved in both. I'm not sure if I'll be working every game. Like I said, Doc's been doing some games from a remote location, but I would think I would probably be heavily involved in both West Series since I'm the only one here in Edmonton along
yeah.
with Pierre.
Right.
So Dallas, Colorado. And Dallas won all four regular season games. I know it was a long time ago, but they actually won all four regular season games with the Avalanche, and then Vegas getting ready to host the winner of St. Louis, but play the winner of St. Louis and Vancouver.
I'm seeing on Twitter, and you know if it's on Twitter, it's true, Kenny, that that game people are throwing out there that could be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock our time, Central Time.
I've heard that's a possibility. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see what happens, but no official confirmation yet.
Hey, thanks for doing this as always. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, that is Kenny Albert. Does a fantastic job calling these games. You just heard his schedule. It's crazy. And by the way, just said he could have felt like he could have done a fourth in one day. That is just hard to even take in. No kidding. He said he was just going on adrenaline.
To keep the enthusiasm. You know, that's the key. You can do it. And, Darren, I did three in one day way back when you and I was part of the high school championships, the Blue Cross Bowls in Murfreesboro. I did a day where I did a Blue Cross Bowl game with Pat Sperduto and yourself. Then I went and did a Vanderbilt basketball game on CSS. May it rest in peace. There's no such thing as CSS anymore. But I did a Vanderbilt-Tulane game on CSS and then went, and I think you were filling in for me in the first period or so, and then I relieved you because it was a West Coast game that the Predators were playing against the Sharks that started at like 9:30. So I did a noon, a 7, and a 9:30. So I did three games in one day, and you can do them, right? But you're just so fatigued by the end. But that's what is amazing about Gord Miller and Kenny and John Forslund. You don't hear a difference when they're doing the second or third game, right? They're just as enthusiastic. They're just as excited. They're just as sharp. That's pretty good stuff.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.